It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot to get to on today's show. Mike Cugno is going to join us. Lee Sterling is going to join us. Today's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. We've got our final $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away at some point during today's show. $50 at Twin Peaks. That will be a lot of fun. And I just want to go around the room here real quick before we get headlines. Quick predictions. Canes Saturday, Dolphins Sunday. Crowder, who wins these games?
I think the Canes win. I believe they're going to make a big effort after this bye to come out strong and not make it a barn burner. Mario and Cam Ward. I actually watched the interview with Cam Ward randomly. I looked and I'm watching. I see the TV. It's on mute, but I see Cam Ward, so I turn it up. I love this kid. Love his approach. I love his mindset.
Everything that you said he was, and you see it in the interviews, just like all business, great teammate.
Yes, and it's just a pure focus of, hey, you know, close games late. That's how football games are supposed to be. But we need to get a bigger, you know, a bigger lead early, and we can't play like that and make mistakes early. But you make up for it. Like, I love the way he speaks. So I'm going Canes. Ooh, Dolphins, I'm hoping Anthony Richardson doesn't get hurt because I believe we can beat an Anthony Richardson team.
Jonathan Taylor out, right?
He's out? That's great because I think they're going to run the ball, and I think that Flacco puts more on us. So I would have a sweep. I think the Canes beat up on Louisville. I think the Dolphins barely beat the Colts.
Yeah, Canes have me nervous. I'm having a difficult time calling that right now for the Canes. I think the Dolphins are going to beat the Colts. Mm-hmm. But the Canes game is making me just slightly nervous. Solana, what do you think?
Man, this stuff, I really hadn't thought about this. I've got no guts for either teams. I got to be honest. The Canes, I looked up the numbers. The Canes, according to Yahoo, they've lost both post-bye games under Cristobal, and they're also 7 of their past 8 games after a bye week they've lost, dating back to 2018. This is different. You got Cam Ward.
And Louisville's tough. This isn't like a cupcake.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, they've looked kind of bad in their last two games. They needed miracles to happen in their last two games. I think it catches up to them on the road. I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I'm rooting for the Canes. I really do hope I'm wrong. I love Cam Ward. I've got zero faith in the Dolphins whatsoever. Zero. Absolutely zero.
Cam starting, right? It's not Plumpenberger. It's Cam.
Yeah.
Love our guy, Poffenberger.
Whatever the hell his name is. It's Cam's going to make... I am an honorary member of the Canes this year, and I got more guts than you, Solana.
Jimmy, what about you? Canes and Dolphins.
I think the Canes win big. But the Dolphins win ugly.
All right. I don't think the Dolphins can win any other way other than ugly. But if they are, I think it could be against this Indy team. I think, again, maybe it's just wishful thinking because it's not based on anything other than I feel like Tyler Huntley has gotten a little better each game progressively. So it would stand to reason that with 2 weeks more to prepare. Making a face. He looked better in his second game than he did in his first game.
Right, but the bar in his first game was...
I'm with you. That's fine. And I didn't think they were going to... I don't know if I picked them in the New England game, but regardless, I think he's gotten progressively better, even if it's a small margin and a low bar. Now he's had 2 weeks to prepare. I don't think Indy's the greatest team in the world. They're going to be missing Jonathan Taylor. They have a little bit of a quarterback issue because is AR-15 going to stay healthy? Is Flacco a better quarterback? And maybe Steichen goes to him quickly because things are going south. I don't know. I feel like this Dolphins game, they have the potential to show you a little bit of what we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season. Even though Tua is not going to be there, they're pretty damn healthy at this point. I don't think it would be absurd for the Dolphins to look good on Sunday.
The Dolphins-Colts game is going to be played by three. It's going to be 3-6.
That's the line.
12-9. They'll be double the field goals kicked than touchdown scored. It's just I don't see either one of these teams just putting it in the end zone like that. So I always do it and say take the under, but the under is going to be 34 or something crazy. But I just don't see
42.5, wasn't it?
I'll go under. I think this is going to be a 17-13 affair, something like that. But yeah, I think it's going to be played by threes because our red zone offense is. Our offense isn't that good. We're scoring 12 points a game, last in the NFL. But to that point, when you can't score, you get to the red zone. Yeah, what's his name? Sanders? Sanders better get his leg warmed up.
43.5, by the way, is the total.
Under.
The Dolphins beat maybe the worst team in the NFL, even when healthy, the Patriots, by a toe.
Yeah.
I don't think
that
the Colts are –
would have caught that ball.
Yeah, by toe. You know, and maybe that rule's bogus, honestly. It kind of is. The Dolphins are not as good with Tyler Huntley as the Indianapolis Colts from what we've seen. Like, I'm at the point where there's been three games now. We know what we're supposed to expect with this offense without Tua. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this bye week kind of proved that Mike McDaniel can figure it out and Huntley got a couple extra weeks to get ready. But I think we're going to see the same thing. Like, they're going to need one good drive and their defense to keep them in the game.
All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines here, start out the program, and then we'll talk with Mike Cugno. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hog, I noticed you didn't ask anybody what their prediction for tonight's Heat Grizzlies preseason finale is.
I would imagine if you're interested in tonight's game, it would be FSU. FSU plays Duke tonight. That's a game that actually has meaning. The Heat, I think, are telegraphing that they don't care about tonight's game because no one's playing.
Summer League champs are suiting up tonight, man. I can't wait. Josh Christopher, Keyshawn Johnson, Pella Larson, Khalil Ware. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Grizzlies are an 8.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah. That would be funny, Crowder, if final preseason game, teams or organizations could bring back one player.
Oh, give it to Goran, please. Can the guy stop showing up and begging already? I mean, this is like getting embarrassing already. Just let Goran, let him play the 1-5. Just go out there. Do everything, Goran. Get something out of your system. Something's bugging you.
Shoes laced up tight. Goran, you're not playing tonight. Okay. Have 7 suits ready to go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.